USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is resuming a more normal schedule after recovering from a mild case of COVID. This after Biden tested negative for COVID once Tuesday night and once early Wednesday morning. The CDC report said in 2021, the total rate of drug overdose deaths rose by around 15% from the previous year. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says he's concerned about drug smuggling.
The far left throws our borders open for ideological reasons, and it's the most vulnerable communities that end up paying the deadly price.
The Fed Reserve is set to raise interest rates again. The central bank wraps up its two-day meeting Wednesday, and there's very little doubt of an increase, as the debate is how much it'll be. The Fed's tightening is designed to tamp down inflation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A new poll is shedding some light on how many parents are having their children vaccinated.
Newly released polling data shows most parents are not interested in vaccinating their young children. The Kaiser Family Foundation released the survey on Tuesday, which showed that 83% of parents with children under 5 years of age who are eligible for the vaccine are not planning to get their child vaccinated right now. Currently, only 7% reported their children under 5 are vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Legislation to restrict the private ownership of big cats is expected to pass the House this week and could very well become law. The bill gained increased traction recently due to the Netflix series Tiger King. The bill would significantly hamper the cub petting industry that charges people to play or take photos with tiger cubs or other big cats. USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Cities that took money away from police departments are starting to see the consequences. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
When Democrat leaders pushed the defund the police movement, for most it was not an election year. Now that the result of their defund movement has resulted in more violence against Americans and emboldened criminals, many progressives are singing a different tune this year. Spokane, Washington County Sheriff Ozzie Konecovich on Fox News calls out liberal lawmakers for making his state worse now that violent crime is up 12% in Washington State.
We arrest them, they get out immediately, the judges don't hold them accountable, and it truly is time for the American people to look at who they're electing and stop electing these Democratic socialist ideas that we keep bringing forward.
A Florida man is accused of stealing a truck and trying to break into a Space Force base. 29-year-old Corey Johnson told authorities he was at Patrick Space Force Base on behalf of the president to warn Space Force about, quote, U.S. aliens fighting with Chinese dragons, close quote. People in the Pacific Northwest are facing a dangerous heat wave this week. Temperatures are 10 to 20 degrees above average for Washington, Oregon, and parts of British Columbia. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.